If you are ready to find God's calling for your life, or maybe you already know your calling, but you just aren't sure how to embrace it, then you came to the right place. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker. I'm a Christian motivational speaker, coach trainer, and coach for Christian women. My joy comes from helping Christians just like you discover your own unique calling through five core components: your spiritual gifts, your love language, passion-driven pursuits, aspirational goals, and heartfelt concerns. Get ready to take notes and embrace the change because, friend, it's time to get serious about God's calling on your life. Do you ever have weeks where you are super motivated and you're ready to hit the ground running, and then the following week you feel unmotivated and lost, not really sure what to do next? I know this feeling all too well. In fact, this has been my life as a life coach. Well, at least in the very beginning, or shall I say, more like up to the point when I pivoted to helping others find their calling. I remember having a planner on my desk with all the things that I had planned for the week. I would come into my office and I would sit down at my desk, only to feel stuck, even with a list of to-dos sitting right in front of me. Before I knew it, it was Friday, and I had done absolutely nothing. Unfortunately, this went on for many months. Okay, I'm going to be honest. It was more like a year and 3 months. I don't really like to share that part. But the point is, I know what it is like to think that you're being called to something, only to wake up the next morning with absolutely zero motivation, feeling lost and stuck, not knowing what to do next. Even though you have a planner sitting in front of you with a to-do list. When you feel like this, you're probably like most of us, and you begin to overthink things, doubt some things, overanalyze some things, and possibly even find something new to try. Been there, done that. Personally, I have found that the issue to be, or shall I say, the root of the problem, is initially that you're not truly aligned with your calling. Because when you are truly aligned with your calling, you know what you need to do. Maybe you don't always want to do it, but you don't have that lost or that stuck feeling. It's a different kind of feeling. It's more like a dreaded feeling because you know you need to do something that you don't want to do, like making the calls. When you aren't, let's say, doing that thing that God is calling you to or that He's asking you to do, then you will very easily lose motivation and feel lost. Think about it. The Israelites became unmotivated and they were lost in the wilderness for 40 years on a trip that should have taken 11 days. The same thing happens to us when we complain, we lose focus, we allow distractions to flow in, and we simply try to control things. This is where self-discipline comes in. Far too often we set goals only to falter and we give up somewhere along the way. We make excuses saying things like, "This is just who I am. I'm fine the way I am. This is how God created me," which simply isn't true, by the way. God created you to be more, do more, and have more. However, to do more, be more, and have more, you must be self-disciplined. To truly embrace your calling, you must be self-disciplined. Self-discipline is about correcting and regulating yourself for the sake of improvement. In essence, it's about exercising restraint over your impulses, your emotions, even your desires. Way too often we associate self-discipline with high achievers like athletes or gurus. But how do everyday people like us, like me and you, develop self-discipline? Well, as Christians, we can't simply shrug off our lack of self-discipline with excuses like, "That's just how I am. That's how God made me." And I don't know about you, but I'm definitely guilty of this in so many ways. Many don't know this about me, but I'm extremely shy. I do not do well in groups of people, which is very funny because I'm a speaker, and when you're a speaker, you're on stage in front of a group of people. Anyway, there have been so many times in my own life where people would literally distance themselves from me because I was too quiet. Ever heard that saying, watch out for the quiet ones? I can't tell you how many times in my life I've heard that. But that's just it. We hear things like that, and then after so many times, sometimes just the first time, we accept it. Then we convince ourselves that that's who we are. That we aren't disciplined enough because of that thing. To do whatever it is that we want to accomplish. Whatever it is that God is asking us to do. Such as being disciplined to make the calls. When you don't have a boss hovering over you telling you to do so. Or to send 100 emails versus 10. Or to simply do the things you know you need to do, but you don't want to do. Did you know the Bible provides us with a clear understanding of self-discipline? It tells us that self-discipline actually comes from God himself. In 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul reminds us that God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. But here's the thing. Developing self-discipline is actually a learning process. It's about tapping into the resources that God has already provided you with, including his word. So how can you develop self-discipline in your own life? I believe that it starts with finding your true calling. Then you set very clear goals. And then you commit those goals to God. If you enjoyed this episode, you'll enjoy the Unique Calling Mentorship even more, where you get weekly coaching with me, you get access to 4 other coaches, a portal full of trainings and workshops, accountability, goal setting, and so much more. And I almost forgot, we actually decided to keep the early bird price as the permanent price for the time being. Because serving others is what we do. Helping you get from where you are to where you want to be is what we love doing. So check the show notes to learn more. As always, I will leave you with something to think about. This is actually a quote from Zig Ziglar. It was character that got us out of bed, commitment that moved us into action, and self-discipline that enabled us to follow through. If you are ready to embrace God's calling on your life, then I want to invite you to take my quiz where you will discover how far along you actually are on this path. Whether you doubt your abilities, feel incapable of fulfilling God's purpose, or perceive yourself as unique, you can still embrace and align with your unique calling. Take the quiz by clicking the link down in the show notes.